my goodness, that worked, didn't it?
The pigeon came down and delivered the message.
Oh, fantastic. So I have your recording now. So you're going to actually be live on Anchor, Jennifer. Everybody, this is my daughter, Jennifer. She is a secondary education teacher on the in an elementary school, and she's been there for several years. Jennifer, tell me exactly what the experience was like. You received the link, and then what happened?
All right, so I did not have Anchor. I did not have the app on my phone. And I received the link through text message. I clicked the link and it took me to an option to either open Anchor in the app, which I didn't have, or to download it in iTunes. So I clicked to download it in iTunes. It took like maybe a minute to download. And then I opened the app, and it said that Abby Uniglick wanted to invite me to a recording and to just type my name in. So I typed Jennifer, and then I clicked join, and that was it.
How cool is that? Now, you didn't have to create an account. You didn't have to put in an email address or anything, right?
Not at all. All I had to do, it had, because I clicked your link, it took me directly to the recording you invited me to. So I just had to type in my name, and that was it, and then join the recording.
Oh, that's terrific. I'm so excited that that worked because this is what we thought would happen. And this is how we would invite someone that never has been on Anchor before. Now, the interesting thing is, you'll likely have the Anchor app now on your phone when we get done this conversation. And you will be able to, if you wanted to, set up an account. And I'm going to share the link with you so you can hear our conversation. But this is an excellent way for you. And you could use this in an educational setting as well with your students or with other teachers to engage with them and possibly have some type of Q&A or interview about a particular subject. I think it would be fantastic for you to use. And I wanted to see exactly what the experience was like and share it with everybody. And I told them I'd be testing it. So, Jennifer, I don't want to keep you too long, but what did you think of this so far?
It was super easy, and you're coming in extremely clear. Actually, I think you, maybe it's my imagination, but you sound more clear through Anchor than the phone.
Yeah, well, that's because this is voice over IP. When we speak over the phone, it's an issue with landline and dealing with copper and plain old telephone service. And we actually experienced that. So we used to have an interview feature here on Anchor, and it's been replaced with this direct contact through Anchor. We're still using voice over IP, but we don't have to know the other person's phone number because it's immaterial to the equation. It just works. So
Right.
I had up to seven. We had a total of seven people yesterday in an international setting. I had Ireland, Australia, England, Canada, California, and where else? I think there were two people from England. So that was a total of
Yeah.
seven, including me. It was a tremendous call. And everyone was crystal clear. It came through really nicely. Sometimes you get a little balance issue. Sometimes people hear me better in the call that you hear right now than the actual recording as it comes out. So I've heard that before. People say, "My goodness, you sound really clear." So it's good. You're coming across crystal clear as well. So I appreciate that. So I love it. I'm so glad that I could test this with my daughter tonight. And thanks, Jen. We'll talk again. Okay, Doc?
No problem.
All right, have a great day tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.